Belmont University is hosting Davis Cup tennis matches this week, marking the return of one of the sport's premier showcases to Nashville for the first time in 40 years. In 1978, professional tennis was more popular and the participants more noteworthy, but it was off-the-court action which earned the event international attention.
Weeks of civil rights controversy are approaching a climax at Vanderbilt University in Nashville tonight. It's the start of a three-day Davis Cup tennis competition between American players and those from a country that institutionalized racial discrimination, South Africa.
Walter Cronkite wasn't the only journalist taking note of the protests, which centered primarily on opposition to apartheid. Newspapers across the country carried the story, and for some of the games, protesters and members of the media outnumbered actual ticket holders. Vanderbilt's president at the time, Emmett Fields, justified the school hosting the games using a free speech argument.
If we yield by denying the rights of these visitors to the campus, we will almost certainly be asked to yield in some other instance on some other issue.
Those same kinds of discussions around censorship are still playing out on campuses today, most recently concerning white nationalists. The players who decided to play in 1978, and many of those who chose to attend, echoed similar sentiments heard today in debates around the NFL. They wanted politics and sports to be kept separate. The Davis Cup matches in Nashville would be the last to feature South African players until 1992, the year before apartheid officially ended. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Jason Moon Wilkins.